Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each and every breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath. Feeling your heart with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Releasing all heavy, negative, or dark energies. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout your chest, moving into your lungs. Filling your lungs with healing energies, allowing each and every breath to be revitalizing and rejuvenating. And now see this light as it enters each and every red blood cell that moves through your heart and your lungs. Filling your blood with healing energy and allowing it to move throughout the body to every extremity. And now continue to see this light as it moves throughout your chest, filling your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips. Allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now continue to see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, and moving up into your crown. Allowing for a strong connection with your higher self. Continue to see this light as it now moves down into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing to these organs of deeper breathing and digestion. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, activating healing within these organs. of assimilation of your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it now flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are concerned with release, regeneration, rejuvenation, and reproduction. Allow the healing energies to grow strong, reminding you of your courage and your wisdom, to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see this light as it flows through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, perfect alignment with the harmonics, the measure, and the movement of the universe. And now continue to see your light as it expands, moving through the soles of your feet, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, flowing, giving you the courage to release what no longer serves you. Allow this energy to flow through these cords, all excess energy that is no longer needed, to flow through these silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, allowing Mother Earth to use this energy to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now turns into a beautiful golden white light. You are filled with golden white light, and now this light moves through the pores of your body, all openings, to surround you in the healing bubble of golden white light. Allow this light to protect you, to heal you, to bring you into perfect harmony, perfect alignment. Continue to see this light as it expands out in the room, in the space that you are in, bringing all beings, all life into perfect alignment, who come in contact with this light, with this great force. Continue to see the light as it now moves through the walls, any obstacles with ease, allowing this golden white light to now spread around your home, feeling your neighborhood with healing energies, raising all in vibration who come in contact with this golden white light. Continue to see the light as it fills your city, your town, your village, raising all in vibration and frequency, bringing healing, peace, joy, forgiveness, increasing love and healing of all kinds. And now continue to spread the light out beyond your city into your entire country. Feeling the entire space with golden white light. Raising all in vibration and frequency of love and healing. Continue to see this light as it now expands throughout this world. As all of our lights now join together as one, increasing each and every one of us in healing and strength and power and wisdom and understanding and innerstanding. And now see our lights as they join together as one, eliminating the illusion of separation, remembering our oneness through our light, through our love, through our hearts. And now allow our light to enter into Mother Earth, moving deep beneath the surface, connecting with our subterranean family, allowing all beings who desire to take part in this light to join us now, to be strengthened, to be raised, to be reconnected to the family of light. And see the light as it moves through the waters, moving deep beneath the surface, connecting with our family that lives under the water in any part of our world. Allowing for us all to be rejoined together as one, reminding us that we are source, we are love, we are light, we are family. And now allow our light to grow brighter and brighter with each and every breath, moving out beyond the earth into the atmosphere of our planet, connecting with all life that live in the atmosphere of Mother Earth, allowing for us to join stronger than ever, reconnecting through our light, through our hearts. And now allow us to reach out into our galaxy, our universe, and into the multiverse. Connecting with our star family, with our galactic family of light. Bringing us all into the highest vibrations possible at this time. Assisting Mother Earth in her ascension process and her awakening. In all beings upon this planet, all life wherever we are, being raised in vibration and awakening in remembrance that we are source, we are love, we are light, we are power, we are strength. And in our love, in our light, we are connected. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you for sharing your incredible energy with me. You feel amazing. You feel amazing. This is incredible. Oh my goodness. We are going to start our show today with a number 9. But I want to say that I am recording this show. This is not the live show because we had some interruptions and we're not able to do a live show. So this is recorded. But I did come on air at the time of our live show. I had to call in. And as I called in, I said some words at that time and I was encouraged to add them to this recording because they were very candid and obviously very needed to be heard once again. So as I close out this recording, you will also hear the live message that I gave on Friday, during our regular live show. So today we will begin our discussion with the number 9 in the Minor Arcanum. These cards are divided into the 4 kingdoms of earth, fire, air, and water, and are represented by the 4 seasons. In our previous episode, we discussed Arcanum number 9, the Sage. The 9s correspond numerically to the astrological sign of Aquarius, which is the general significator of friends, associates, hopes, and wishes. Therefore, the 9s in their more common divinatory significance must relate to one of these things, according to the particular department of life indicated by the suit. The 9 of scepters is the 9 of wands, which is the suit of clubs. This card represents the summer and fire energy. The divinatory significance of this card is a wise and profitable friendship. Its inner interpretation is illumination. The 9 of cups is the suit of hearts. This card represents the autumn and fall energy and is water element. The divinatory significance of this card is that of hopes that will be realized. It is the wish card. And its inner interpretation is vicissitudes. The 9 of coins is the suit of diamonds. This card represents the spring and air energy. The divinatory significance of this card is money spent on friends or associates. Its inner interpretation is reason. The 9 of swords is also the suit of spades. This card represents the winter and the earth element. The divinatory significance of this card is a quarrel resulting in enmity. Its inner interpretation is renunciation. So these are the meanings of the number 9 cards in the Minor Arcanum, according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. The Sage is Arcanum number 9, and this archetype signifies wisdom and prudence, which is cautiousness. One of the powers of the Sage is the ability to use magical methods to obtain hidden information. And remember, the ancients thought of magic in a completely different way than we do today. Magic for us today is taboo, but in ancient times, everything was looked at as magic. And to be honest with you, if we just look at some of the things we have around us today, you would have to agree that these things are quite magical. If you look at your cell phone, there are no cords. There's nothing there for you to see how you are speaking to someone who is miles away or absolutely on the other side of the planet, away from you, and you are able to speak to them in real time. That is magical. That is absolutely magical. But because we don't look at things today as being magical, we would say, oh no, that's just technology. Oh, that's just science. But when we look at it, it is magical. And our thoughts are magical. And yes, we can scientifically break everything down into vibrations and frequencies and how things work through physics. But it is still magical. And this is the way the ancients looked at everything, in a sense of awe and power that we have. Not as though it's just humdrum, oh, well, that's just every day we use these things. Because we take so much for granted without really looking deeper into them. And how are we doing these things? It's quite powerful. And so you would not call that weird or strange or spooky, because you know you walk around with a cell phone every day. And this is just normal. But the same thing goes for your ability to use your thoughts to transform your life. That's not weird or spooky. To heal your body, that's not strange. But this is the way we speak of these things today because of the ignorance of the powers that we hold within ourselves. And because some do know that this is real, but it is just not taught on a wide scale. So the everyday common people will look at you when you say that you can heal yourself. They will look at you as being strange because they think you need to go to a doctor to heal yourself. The doctor doesn't heal you. The drugs don't heal you. Your body, your consciousness heals you. And so this is the power we have to get back to. Who are we and how are we creating this world? What are we doing here? In Arcanum number 9, the sage brings us this wisdom. And it teaches us once again about magical methods that we use every day, that we take for granted. But it brings back that power, the awareness to us that we are tapping into magic. Okay. So the sage gives us the ability to use certain methods in order to obtain hidden information. So we have these abilities within us, and that is what that archetype helps us to bring forth from within ourselves, is the ability that we have to obtain hidden information. And one way to do this is to access the astral plane in order to gather information. Now, you will have to go into your astral body consciously to move onto the astral plane in order to travel in that way. So this takes a great deal of skill, and it could be very dangerous if you have not been properly trained how to do so. There are many, many protections that need to be put in place. And you also need to know how to find your body again, to reconnect to yourself. So this can be a very dangerous technique, but if you're taught properly, then you would be able to do it. Now, the other way is far less intense and much easier to learn how to do. You simply learn how to tune in on different planes of existence from which you desire to gather information. And this does take some practice, but it can be accomplished with the proper discipline and by using intention in your daily meditations. In this tuning in process, the proper astrological conditions should be observed, as well as establishing your connections with your guides and your higher self. There's a process. There's a process to all of this, and it is absolutely necessary for you to pay attention to the astrological alignments at the time, because either they will assist you or they will hinder you. And this is why we have to expand our awareness and our consciousness to understand where these things play a big role in our lives. So at this time on our planet, we have a powerful astrological opportunity to positively transform our personal lives as well as our world. On November 19th of the year 2024, Pluto, the planet of transformation, moved into Aquarius, where it will be until the year of 2043. And Aquarius is the sage energy. So Pluto is known as the planet of intensity, destruction, transformation, and rebirth. And it is now in Aquarius, which rules our hopes and our wishes as a collective. Now, for the ancient Egyptians, Pluto was known as the planet of spirituality and power. So Arcanum number 9, the sage, teaches us to tap into the unseen realms in order to acquire greater knowledge. These astrological conditions are now perfect for us to do this because we will not have this opportunity again for another 200 years. So this is why I keep saying that this is a powerful time to be on the planet. You have come at this time. You have chosen to be here in order to assist in this transformation. You must know this. There is no coincidences. It's all perfection. It's all perfection. And we are now able to use the astrological alignment of Pluto in Aquarius to rebirth our dreams for a better world. Pluto can assist us in transforming our own lives as well as the planet as a whole. So this is why you need to know what time it is so that you know what opportunities are available for you in this wonderful moment that we are existing in. If you did not know these things about astrology and about the archetypal energies that we can access, then you wouldn't know that you have powers at this time that you will not be able to access again. You have the next 20 years, 19 years to access this energy, to transform your own life, to transform the reality that we live in, to bring in new earth, to rebirth the earth and bring forth our hopes and dreams into a realized, manifested reality. We have the next 19 years to do this. And it will not come again for another 200 years after that. So you have to know the time. And this is why knowledge is power. But knowledge is really only potential power because you have to use it. If you don't use it, it cannot help you. So this is why learning all of these things and not being afraid of knowledge, but going deeper in so that you have a greater understanding of what all of this stuff means and how you can apply it in your life. So you have the next 19 years to focus on the restoration, the rebirthing of your dreams, of your hopes and wishes, the cleansing of your shadow, the healing of our past, the healing of our ancestral energy that we carry with us within our DNA. This is what humanity will be going through for the next 20 years because it is something that must be done. And when we see the astrological alignments, they are there to forecast to us the energies, the larger energies that are being played out on our planet. And this is why we need to be aware of them. So the next of the 22 major arcana is the wheel, which is Uranus. And Uranus rules Aquarius. So you will learn more about the power of this sign and how to use this archetype to assist you in navigating your awakening. Now, after the station break, we will begin our discussion on the wheel, the 10th of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now, let's begin our discussion on the wheel, also known as the Wheel of Fortune in the modern day tarot. This is the 10th of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. The wheel astrologically relates to the planet Uranus. In occult science, the meaning is natal astrology. The human function is intuition. The natural remedy, they are electricity and mesmerism. The color is a dazzling white, like snow in the sunshine. The mineral is uranium. The letters are I, J, and Y, and the number is 10. And remember, I, J, and Y all relate to the number 10 in the ancient Egyptian numerology. So I want to say quickly that you see the human function is intuition. And what we just spoke about with Arcanum number 9, the sage, is the ability to tap into the astral realms and also to be able to have intention, set intention to travel to places that hold information that we need. And we need intuition to be able to access these things. We need to be able to use our intuition. So you see where the wheel comes in. You see where Uranus is connected to this. This is all like stair steps. They all connect. They all need each other in order to function. And you need to see how the pieces fit. So IJY10 expresses in the spiritual world as the active principle which gives life to all beings. That's powerful. In the intellectual world, it expresses as the governing authority. In the physical world, it expresses as good and evil fortune. So the wheel and the Wheel of Fortune, as it's known in the modern day tarot, refers to good fortune as well as bad fortune. It just depends. So now I want you to please close your eyes if you are able to, in order to see the wheel within your mind, just as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 10 is pictured as a wheel with 8 spokes suspended in the air by its axis. On the right side of the wheel, Anubis, the ancient Egyptian god who is known as the genius of good, attempts to climb to the top of the wheel. At the left, Typhon, an ancient beast with 100 dragon heads, is known as the genius of evil and desires to cause an undesirable event to happen suddenly. There is a circular platform above the wheel that signifies equilibrium, and there is a sphinx standing here, facing to the right. The sphinx is holding a spear with the right paw. A dual column runs through the wheel that upholds the platform. And at the foot of this column, 2 serpents raise their heads. This is the wheel of destiny. The circular platform upon which the sphinx stands represents the zodiac. The sphinx itself represents the 4 constellations, or the 4 quadrants of the heavens, as well as it has many other meanings. But we have been referring to this on many occasions. So now you're going to learn about the 4 quadrants and the 4 energies that are represented by those quadrants. Now, the Sphinx is a composite of the eagle, the lion, a man, and a bull. And these are the energies that represent these four quadrants of heaven: the eagle, the lion, the man, and the bull. Now, signifying also the passage of time. The spear in its claw represents that time is always bringing about events that can strike to the right or to the left, for the good of you or for not so good. The wheel turns according to the weight of your deeds, bringing forth the genius of good or evil. I'm going to say that again. The wheel turns according to the weight of your deeds, bringing forth the genius of good or evil. You determine what kind of fortune you will experience in your life according to your deeds. Now, and of course, deeds are only the result of thoughts, because you think of something long enough, you're going to act on it. The eight spokes of the wheel represent justice. Remember, arcana number eight was justice. This is in combination with the Sphinx, and it symbolizes that in time, justice will come to all. Now, I know that a lot of people say, when is this justice coming? Because so much has been happening on planet Earth that needs to be brought into a balance. Things need to be healed. But all things will come into this balance in time. Justice comes to all. Now, the dual column supporting the wheel indicates that all nature is polarized into the positive and negative forces. The two serpents at the foot of the column are also representing a choice between two desires. And we keep seeing this from one card to the next being represented in different ways. Now, one desire will lead to creating more good in your life, and if you follow the other, it will bring about bad fortune. Numerically, the number 10 represents the completed cycle and therefore the starting point of another. That is the 10. Is the end. The 9 is letting you know a new cycle is beginning. So 10 represents the completed cycle. It's done. A cycle is complete. And this is the beginning now of another. You have the 1 again there. It thus indicates transition to a new phase or a new plane of existence. A new plane of existence. Remember that number 9, the sage, signifies the perfection of consciousness, in addition to the perfection of form, which is arcana number 7, the conqueror. This is understood as the absolute having expressed itself through various manifestations. Now, this is a new plateau for new manifestations to take place. So you've gone from 1 through 9. And a whole cycle is complete. You're moving on to higher levels. And this is how we're supposed to be growing. Now, number 1 represents the absolute, but it's still in an unmanifest form, because remember, arcana number 1 was the magus, the magician, and it's all about the power of your thoughts, the power of your will. But your thought is still in an unmanifest form. And so it goes through 7 steps in order to manifest in physical form. 7 is perfection of the form. And then it adds two more steps for the perfection of the etheric manifestation, of the absolute completion of perfection, of consciousness. And so when you think of your life and how to apply these things, you need to think of the seven phases. Even some of the step pyramids in Egypt, they all have seven levels to them to represent these seven phases of the form coming into perfection. And then, of course, there are the two unseen, which goes into the unconscious. But it then becomes the perfection of consciousness. Those are in the unseen world. So everything is not going to be within the physical manifestation. And as a matter of fact, that is quite the last or the least of it, the physical, which you see, because everything starts in the unseen and then it ends in the unseen. So you can kind of say that began, the first phase began in the unseen, and then the last phase is in the unseen. And that's where the other two steps come in at. But number nine is that perfection of manifestation through consciousness. So when you add the number one and the number nine together, you get 10. And this is a new and higher phase of existence. Now, in astrology, Uranus is the higher octave expression of Mercury. And even as arcanum number 10 is the second decave of arcanum number 1, it's the same thing. That was Mercury, arcanum number 1. So you see how they all correlate. This is why I told you, you need to start creating a chart for yourself so you can see this. Because trying to just put it all in your head is not going to stay there. You need to write it down. You need to see it. You need to create a chart so you can see how all these things connect. Now, Uranus transits one sign of the zodiac in about 7 years, every 7 years. And the whole zodiac completing the cycle through the 12 houses in about 84 years. Now, this corresponds to perfection of form in each department of life. So as that is moving through your astrological birth chart, there's about 7 years in each house for Uranus. So Uranus is working to bring perfection to that area that is in at that time. And so this is why it's good for you to have a birth chart created so that you can see, first of all, where your Uranus is in your chart, and then see all of the different houses it has already transitioned through, what parts of your life have been being worked on while you've been incarnated so far, and then what you still have to look forward to. But in 84 years of your life, all of your houses have been brought into a perfect form if you have worked correctly with the Uranian energy. And Uranus at the time of this recording is in Taurus. It's just been wherever Taurus falls in your chart, it will be a different house depending on when you were born and where your sun was and all of that. But Uranus is in Taurus, which deals with earthly things. That's an earth sign. And Taurus is all about the love of nature, the life, you know, just good food, good things, comfort. So many amazing things that Taurus represents, that over these last several years that Uranus has been in that sign, if you look back over what's been going on planet Earth, a lot of those things have been in transition. They've been being turned upside down because Uranus comes in and shakes things up. But when it moves out of Taurus, we should start to see our food supplies, for one, becoming more healthy because it has been in a state of being tainted and poisoned and so on and so forth. But Uranus has been working with this energy in order to bring all that to the surface so we could see what's been going on with our foods and now to heal this. And so if we learn how to work with these energies, then we will see how it can help us bring all things into a perfect form in our life. So more than any other planet, Uranus gives sudden changes of fortune, either for good or for evil. Remember, depending on the deeds of the individual. And these sudden shifts and changes are also in the mind. They're in the mind. And then they move into the physical plane. So it's kind of like where Uranus is working right now is in the unseen. But because Taurus is a physical earthly energy that it represents, you can see it. You can see the changes that's been happening on this planet in the last 7 years. So, but it also happens within your mind. And of course, everything starts there. So arcanum number 10 in alchemy, in any alchemical process, no matter what the procedure, it is decided that you must observe the astrological conditions which are occurring at the time. You're going to hear this over and over and over again because it is a major part of your success or your failure. It could be because you need to get in alignment with the harmonics of the universe. You want to align yourself. You want to be within the harmony of where are we, what are we working on, what are we focused on, and how can I blend that into my everyday life so these things can go a lot smoother. Now, the energies of the planets have a great influence upon all processes that take place on the earth. And it is easier to perform a work when the astrological influences favor it. But of course, any alchemical work can be a little more difficult to just align always with the planets to see if these conditions are favorable. And if you think about it, Mercury goes into retrograde, and when Mercury goes in retrograde, it goes in at least 3 times a year, sometimes even 4 times a year. But 3 times a year is in retrograde, and you're not supposed to start anything new at that time. You're not supposed to sign any paperwork. You're not supposed to go into any agreements when Mercury is in retrograde because you're going to have to redo those things again. You don't sign any leases. You don't sign any contracts. But just think about that 3 times a year. And it's about almost a good month that it's in retrograde. So it gets difficult to work around Mercury retrogrades because we have such a modern life that we're always busy and doing so many things. But you'll find that if you don't observe that, you will be going back to change something later on. And that's how, through my own personal experience with Mercury retrogrades, I began to respect Mercury retrogrades. You do not want to do that because you will definitely be going back to change something or restart something over again when it's done. So if we can, then we do want to be in harmony with these alignments. So the knowledge of astrological influences is extremely important in our life because they can be hindering in many different things, in our relationships, in our business, in our everyday life. And they also can be very supportive in those very same categories if you know how to work with it. So at certain times, it is just better to do certain things. And that makes sense, doesn't it? I think it does. So our knowledge of these astrological influences can hinder us from being able to move forward on something. And because we live in a world where a lot of people aren't aware of these things, you can start to feel or look a little strange because you don't want to move forward on that. But that's where you're going to have to get stronger, and you're going to have to learn how to speak your truth and say, I don't do these things at this time. It will have to wait until after this date before I can move forward on this. And just like we have people that say during religious holidays, they don't do certain things, you just gonna have to do the same exact thing and begin to speak your truth and stand in your power, because it will assist you. It will assist you in your efforts to move forward and to create this harmonic life that you're trying to create. So with more careful understanding of the time and of how the astrological alignments affect us, it can really assist you to be successful in all that you desire to accomplish, okay? And it takes a little bit of effort, but it's okay. Today we have technology. You can go right online and Google, when is the next Mercury retrograde, and try to work around it. Or when is the next Mars retrograde? Lord, they are so long, and definitely that's a no-no for all those same things. But you'll learn how to get in harmony with these things the more and more and more that you grow, and the more you understand, you will understand why you want to be in harmony. But it helps you to progress more easily in life. Now, Arcanum number 10 in initiation. In the soul's pilgrimage, the goal is to create a richer existence as it refines itself through experiences. We are told that as the soul is growing through its incarnation on the physical plane, it must not only grow in sensitivity, but in strength. If sensitiveness becomes greater than the power of control, then other entities are able to take hold of the individual and cause them harm. This is what we call possessions. Now, when we speak of sensitiveness, we are talking about the ability to tap into the subtle realms. The more sensitive you are, the more aware you are of things, the stronger your intuition is. And you can also think of those who channel other entities. They are referred to as sensitives, but today we call them channels. But the old name was sensitives. So this can be very dangerous to channel, to allow entities to channel through you, if you have not developed the power of control. Because once you allow entity to enter your body, they can come and go at will if you do not have a stronger power than they do. You must have developed the power of control before you allow entities to enter your body if you desire to become a channel. Now, I know it's very popular today. You hear a lot of people now on YouTube and in different places that are sharing that they are channels, and some of them have just been very quiet for the last 20, 30 years and have just been in small circles, but are now coming out to the world. And so you have a lot of people saying, that's really cool. I want to channel too. But this is not a game. You really need to understand that this can be quite a dangerous venture. You need to be trained properly, and you need to have developed yourself on a spiritual level to a very high degree that you're able to control when you allow entity to use your body and when they're not allowed to enter your body. And there are other ways to speak to entities without them using your body, okay? So just be aware of this, that it is quite a dangerous venture and you need to be trained. Remember that these things that we call spiritual practices, it's a whole nother world. There's a whole nother group of laws and rules around them. And we barely have an understanding of the physical world, let alone the spiritual world. All of these things are new to us because they've been kept away from us. So many things you have to tread lightly on and move very slowly into because they can be very dangerous. These things are very real. There are high entities and there are low entities. And there's a lot of low vibrating entities that pretend to be high vibrating entities. So you can get tricked. And this is why you need your intuition. You need to be able to discern energy and you need a strong intuition so that you're able to feel the energy of these entities that are being spoken to, that you're listening to other people channel. You need to be able to feel that. Is this something that I should be a part of or not? Because everybody is not channeling high vibrational beings, even though they may say they are. Okay. So you need to be able to feel that. And that is where Arcanum number 10 comes in as well, where Uranus giving you the power of intuition. It's energy. Uranus is all about energy, vibration, frequency, and it allows you to feel because that's the energy, that's the vibrations that move through your body that allow you to tune in and tap in and pick up things. That's through the power of Uranus. So the soul that you are is learning how to live this physical life. Remember, you are a great divine spiritual being having a physical experience. And through this physical experience, you're learning a lot of things. And because you are in the process of this incarnated state, it allows you to, in the third dimension, actually delve so deep into it that you forget that you're a spiritual being having a physical experience. You start believing that you're a physical being trying to have a spiritual experience. And that's what causes people to do a lot of things that put themselves in harm's way because they believe that they're physical and they're trying to have these spiritual experiences, but it's actually the other way around. So your soul must develop to a point where you have the power to direct your thoughts and your attention in the areas that you desire so that no other entity or being can latch on to you or gain control of your mind. And so this is where you must begin to connect to your higher self and your guides. You begin to go into your meditations, your internal light meditations begin to create a protection for you. The light is your protection. And through that, you have intention to be protected. And through that, you begin to practice that internal light meditation every day, and you will grow stronger and stronger and stronger in your light. That's a frequency. That's a vibration. And we're going straight from the heart. We're starting inside of you. Spirit told me many, many, many years ago to never bring any light from the outside in because it is working through the law of attraction. So wherever you are vibrating, wherever your frequency is, that's the only light that you can draw to you. Because it is the law of attraction. You attract the like to you. We don't want the same energy being attracted to. We want to raise our vibration. So that means we need to go within ourselves because we have an internal light within us. It may be dim from all of the incarnations on this dense plane, but it's still there. And it's the quality of the sun that is within you. That is your soul energy. Every time you look at the sun, that is your soul energy. And this is what the ancients knew. This is what the ancients knew. So when you go within yourself, then you begin to grow that light again inside of you. You begin to see that beautiful sun that's in your chest. And you allow it to grow brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And you fill your entire body with this light that is you, that is your soul, that is your highest frequency and vibration, that is your divine self that you disconnected from at some point in time through this separation, through being in this dense physical incarnation. You forgot who you were, but it's still a part of you. It's still who you truly are. And you have to intentionally now move back into that space. And that's why we begin with the internal light meditation and everything we do, because it is to remind you of the divine being of light that you are, and to increase you in power and strength and knowing and light and vibration and frequency. That's how you get stronger. That's how you grow brighter. And literally, you grow brighter. And so the entities and beings on other planes, they can see your light. They can see how light and bright you are becoming. Now, the ones who want to take advantage of you that are on the lower fourth astral plane, then they know that you're new, you're a baby, you're a beginner, you don't know what you're doing. And so when you start tapping into things you really shouldn't be getting into, like trying to channel beings, they'll attach themselves to you. And they'll say they're Archangel Michael and they're, you know, Jesus, and they use all these wonderful names, Buddha, whoever they say they are, coming through you, and they're not. And by the time you figure out who it is, it's too late because they have control of your body. So you have to really, really, really step back from that. Be very, very cautious. Use your prudence. Use your cautiousness. Use your wisdom. And work within the self. And know that your higher self is connected to you. And always go through your higher self to connect to other realms. Always reconnect to the divine light that is within you. Call on the connection with your higher self to be intensified so that you're speaking directly to yourself, your best, best, best friend ever. And there is your protection. There is your safety net. And then allow your higher self to guide you where you need to go. And that's exactly what we do when we do the quantum healing hypnosis, the Dolores Cannon technique, is we allow the higher self to guide that regression where you need to go. And I personally take all of my people through the internal light meditation before we start that regression process. So you have that extra connection, and that you are in more alignment with your higher self when you move into those realms. So it'll be easier for you to have a phenomenal experience. So you can do these things on your own. You just need to be safe about it. And I'm not encouraging you to try to channel entities. I'm encouraging you to increase your light, increase your vibration and frequency, because that protects you. Your vibration is literally your protection. Okay. And that's why you want to have it as high as possible, so that the lower vibrating entities cannot touch you, because you're a no vibrational match. You're not a frequency match to them. So you have to keep working at it. You have to keep working at that internal light meditation every single day. Now, I'm going to leave you with a few words that I gave just a few days ago during our live show.
And so I am calling in order for us to have this activation together. I want to thank you for your listening, for you following the show, for you doing your internal light meditations, for you making the changes in your life that are necessary in order for you to take your next step in your awakening. Know that I feel you. I absolutely feel you. You are an extension of me. We are one. We are truly one. And I feel your love flowing right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you all, and this is why I do this show. And know that we are growing stronger. The awakening is happening. We are anchoring in New Earth. It is happening. And that is why we have so much resistance. But it's okay. It just tells us that we're right on target. Everything is working out perfectly. So I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep knowing that you are incredible beings of light who have chosen to be incarnated at this time on planet Earth in order to assist in this awakening. That is who you are. That is why you're here. You have so many amazing gifts and talents to bring to planet Earth. We are the angels that we are looking for. You need to know that about yourself. We are the angels that we are looking for. It is through us that New Earth is born. It is through us. It is our work to bring forth New Earth now. Now it is our time. And it is through our love. It's through our love for ourselves, first of all. You must love yourself in order to nurture yourself, in order to stop harming yourself, doing things that are sabotaging your spiritual growth. You must love yourself first. And then that love will grow to expand to your other selves, everyone else on the planet and off the planet. We are surrounded by life. It is all source. It is all us. And that is why we are here now, to move through this awakening, to raise the vibration of planet Earth, to allow her to go through her ascension process. We are part of Mother Earth. We are the cells of this planet. And this is the most phenomenal time to be on this planet, to be here, to be a part of this. It is absolutely exciting. It's exciting. So I want to thank you for your dedication, for your listening. I want to say this to you directly. I love you. I thank you. And I absolutely feel your light, and you're growing stronger. So don't stop. Keep believing in yourself and knowing that all of this is helping you. It is all helping you to succeed, to grow, to become the divine beings of light that you already are. You just have to remember who you are. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you remember who you are, because you are amazing beings. You have amazing things to do. And it is through our own personal awakening that we then spark others in their awakening. We're like dominoes. So you need to awaken in order to do the work you have to do to awaken all the millions of people you have to awaken, even those who are unborn at this time, that you were born to awaken. We all have a task to do, but it is a work of love. So I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Om Radio.
Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the Sacred Egyptian Tarot to discover Arcanum number 11, the Enchantress, also known as the Justice card in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.